Why did you leave in 1976?
Well, I could see the writing on the wall, and with so many, the way I looked at it, when doomsday did come, with so few jobs around hell at the time, if you didn't get out then, wait for the whole batch, there'd be a stampede for jobs. So
it closed in 79.
And did, how, when you got married, did you leave at that
stage?
Oh, I
did. Yeah, I did.
So you were only in there for
a
short time.
Yeah, I was there under Gallagher's only. Mm. I think Grace was just after taking it over, were they?
Yeah, they were.
Lowney Sweets and all those, yeah. Mm. No, I wasn't there for that long. Six years. Mm. Willie was there for 19 and a half.
And in that 19 and a half years, what were you doing?
I worked on the milk plant for about 6 years. Now, when I went in at first, they took over Famor Biscuits. It was a small biscuit factory out the north side, I think. They bought all the machinery and brought it into Tallaght, set it up, but the biscuit end of it never really took off.
Mm.
So they sold on the machinery somewhere else, and the people I was taken on as for the biscuits, and from that on then you were either sent to the mill plant or into the silo, which was the stores generally. And they tried to redeploy you, and
was it a learning curve each time?
It was, yeah. Mm. And but I mean, once you started on a job, you were more or less left on it. You know, we'd say, once the milk came in, it was the preparation of the milk, boiling it and adding sugar to it and blah, blah, this, that and the other. And then it went on through another process where it was made into crumb. But if you were on the milk preparation and you were left on that, that sort of a way.
Could you tell me what the ingredients was for, say, the crumb? What exactly was put into it to make it?
Yeah, when a load of milk came in, the milk, of course, went through a Spirella heater around them, and it was pumped over into holding tanks, and you added X amount of sugar for whatever, so many, we'd say, 1,200 gallons of milk, we'd say about 10 or 11 bags of sugar. It was the big bags at the time. And taken up into these boilers then, and it was condensed to a certain viscosity. When it was ready then, it was pumped out, and it was left in the tanks until they needed it across the way. That was pumped over the yard and into a Scott plant, they called it. And it went up then and into another ball pan, they called it. And it was boiled further until it came out like treacle, really, And as it came out, another ingredient was added into this, a kettle they called it. Went down into a kettle, and this other ingredient came, was pumped in then. It was called neat work.
Neat? What do you mean by neat work?
Neat work. It was a handy way of saying it was the cocoa beans, when they were roasted, and there was another name on it now. I can't think of it, but needwork was what we called it, terrible taste of it now, you wouldn't, but once it was mixed with the condensed milk, of course, having been boiled to such a degree, it stored and stored, and then it was slowly pumped up and into this oven, and they all went along, there was little combs right along, and it was pumped through the combs, and it came out and down along a conveyor belt. And as it was going down, it was being dried. And it went down into a hopper. And when the hopper was full, you rifled it off. The whole lot was vacuumized, you let off the vacuum, dropped it down into another thing, onto a conveyor belt and up, and it was bagged off down as chrome.
My goodness, and Bernie, you were along the way sorting out all the sweets. But it's great, and you know, kind of the atmosphere, the smell, you know, can you imagine going in the morning?
It's a great place. It's
great.
The countries around her are brilliant.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And so talk to me then about that's the ingredients. Now, who supplied the contents for this? Who were the milk suppliers, for example?
Well, you had Dublin Dairies at the time. You had Merville, Lucan. They're all gone. TK, Hughes Brothers. What other one around?
Well, you got some from the country as well, milk coming in
from
the country.
Yes, and if there was a dip in supply here in Dublin, now, always around when the children will be off school, there'll be plenty of milk.
Why is that?
Because they used to get milk in school then. Remember that?
Yeah, around the towns and that. Yeah. Not out here, but in the city, the children got milk every day at school.
And would you ever imagine that all the milk that was drank in school? But so that was a milk. And then where was the sugar coming from?
The sugar was coming from Carlow. We used to send our own trucks down for it, and they'd come, they'd bring it back. Then in latter years, the bags were thrown on soil, and they built a big silo up there, and they used to pump the sugar in. It used to come in the bulk tankers.
Yeah.
But back in those days, it was all bag. And of course, the cocoa beans came from Africa, the likes of Gambia and places, Ghana, places like that.
Yeah.
And what about the things that we used to find in the bags then?
What did you find in the bags?
The little bottles of course, they'd be empty. When they'd be filling the bags over there, they'd be having the...
A drop of
rare stuff,
the
coins. and they drop the bottle in when the gaffer would be on his way or whatever, sew up the bag and away you'd go. Little maybe pen knives and hooks for pulling the bag. You ever see those?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
There's a handle on it. Found several of those in them now, and coins, of course, you know.
Yeah. And what about, you know, when you look at chocolate, you're talking about the nut. What about caramel and all that, you know, the other ingredients that, the cocoa, for example, where did the cocoa come from?
That'll be from the bean as well.
The extract from the bean.
Mm.
And what about the dried fruit then? Was that used in at all, or was there any...
The raisins and
raisins,
things like that.
Yeah.
They'd be imported as well.
They'd be imported.
A lot of essence was put into the ingredients as well, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean...
For flavour.
When you were packing the sweets, did you ever kind of think, you know, what's in this that I'm packaging?
No, you didn't get time.
To think about it.
No, it really didn't.
And we used to roast. I worked in the bean shed then, where we used to roast the beans when they came in the bags, and we used to shut down every now and again and do a load of hazelnuts, roast them, and they were highly dangerous to roast. Because with the oven that was there then, like, it was a drop oven, like, you know, down, and with the shell off the cocoa bean, they were fairly heavy, like, you know, and they wouldn't unless you didn't clean it properly for a few days. Mm. There's no way the oven would go on fire, but with the hazelnut. The shell off them, it'll go up like that, you know, combustion.
Oh.
And that's why they only did it every so often, and they had to be very careful with it. But we used to do a lot of stuff now for Littlewoods at the time.
Oh, did you know? Yeah, yeah, and
exposed it. Yeah, and that'll be more or less for the hazelnut end of it. They did a specific bar, hazelnut bar, and that was a fair old order now, you know. And they had, only was flying at the time.
So it, right through the, say, the late 50s and 60s, when you were there, they were flying.
Yeah.
And right up to the point where you left, when you felt...
Well, I think in the early 70s, you could see it going downhill, you know. The mid plant was sort of wound down at that stage, you know. I mean, even when I started up there, like going back to the mill plant, you're talking about the suppliers here in Dublin. When they couldn't supply the likes of Hughes or Dublin Dairies or that, they would get mill from Limerick, Lansdowne, Creamery down there. They get another from a place just outside Torlus. And even down Castle Lyons and Cork used to come up with maybe 2,000 gallons. Another place in Mullingar Creameries. And then when that would dry up, they would import milk powder from Holland and Denmark. You toss the powder into the tank, added so much water, heated the whole lot up, and it came out as milk.
My goodness. So I did...
Keith Barry.
No, you know what you're eating.